I believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
All right, welcome to What Is Your What? I'm your host, Mary Goulet, along with Richard Otte. Hi.
Hello, Mary.
So Steve, this is his segment, but he's not with us today. He'll be back next time.
He's taking care of his what?
There you go. So based on his What Is Your What book, we were talking, how do you find out what is your what through even my process of go with your gut? Because they're very much linked together. I think you have to know.
Are we going to Dr. Seuss this episode?
I don't know.
Is everything going to rhyme?
Yeah, right. If I can, I'm very clever. I could try. So from my perspective, and I'd love to hear your opinion, and even Wade, if you want to chime in, we have to be able to hear where we're taking direction from, our ego, our emotions, or our gut instinct, just that knowingness that we have. Then you can start uncovering what is your what. Mm-hmm. It's not a mental process.
So you and I both have a very similar in that we believe – whether we call it go with your gut or, you know, I call it like integrity or just being in alignment with yourself, we're very similar in that, in that we both think it's statements that talk to us.
Yes.
But what about for people that haven't been participating and they're like, oh, I'm trying to figure out what my what is. Is that something I'm born with and it's supposed to be super evident to me? Or is it something that I craft and improve over time and becomes kind of evolves to me, or I don't know what.
Okay,
the real word.
So for what I'm hearing you ask, I would say we have pretty much within us what we're going to be able to do throughout our lifetime. We are put in a structure of going to school and following rules, etc. But if you just look back, what did I enjoy doing when I was young, and especially up until you were out of high school. You've had clues and desires all the way along. You've recognized certain things that you could do well, that you enjoyed doing. Like I always wanted to be on TV, be a performer, sing. And so I did certain activities around that, but then I still had a day job. It evolved into being on radio and writing. So all of my true things I'm doing as an adult.
So I guess what I'm saying is, did the voices or the statements take you that way? Or do you think you were going to be that way anyway? If you did completely different things, would you still find yourself back here?
Yes, you would.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, and if I can add this, Rich, you've got the wide then deep. So perhaps part of this process is go wide, try a bunch of things, see what feels right. Go deep, learn more about that thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what wide than deep is you're going wide, whether, so there's two versions of how I use wide than deep. Wide than deep in the personal version is exactly what you just said. Try things you love and or things that take you out of your comfort zone and go wide. As you find the things you love, go deep.
Right.
As you find things that you don't like, take a quick look and find out if that's an intricate part of something I need to get done, then maybe I have to find myself a badass assistant like Kelly or, you know, whatever. Like you, if it still needs to be done but you're not good at it, outsource that.
Right.
But I hear what you're saying. You're saying you would still come full circle though regardless. If you were trusting those statements, you think those – you'll just get a 2x4 across the head or something later if you're
or
not listening or what?
You'll get in – I call it that ache inside where your soul is not satiated.
There's the midlife crisis. Oh,
exactly.
My God, I'm 40 years old and I'm not doing. So if I can, so it sounds like, you know, just encourage people a path of action. Go wide. Try everything, even things you don't think you're going to like. And as you're doing that, go with your gut. See what resonates. When you find what resonates, go deep. have that define what is your what, and now you've got something to focus on, and then back to go with your gut, now 100% buy-in, trust in your instinct. Would that be a logical progression?
Yeah, it does. I think as we get older and we put our pigeonhole ourselves into a career, how many attorneys hate their job, but they've invested so much education and time and built a career? I have a neighbor who suffers from migraines because he hates being an attorney, but he doesn't have the courage maybe to try other things. So do this as young as you can.
Yeah,
and
I
do
think
it
that's
often.
Part, to go back to your earlier comment what did you like when you were a kid? That, I think, is one of the biggest ones and most overlooked and underrated, because that was at the point, usually somewhere between middle school and high school, you had these visions and then you tried to live into the cliques of the cool kids or the whatever kids just so you could be accepted. Like little teeny things you didn't even realize you were making small compromises to your integrity.
Right.
And who you were, because you were just trying to fit in and not be picked on or whatever. And then you get a job and then then your homework piles up. And next thing you know, you're not even really doing those visions anymore, those things you wanted to do that was your what. And you're doing someone else's what of someone else's vision and later.
Yeah, you know? And I think along with that, like when I was in high school, not junior high, there weren't activities, but high school, I was a writer for the newspaper. I was on student council. I was in drama. I was in band. I did as much as I could.
Do you feel like writing my book for me?
Sure. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. If you're serious.
Yeah.
Okay. So trying to expose your kids to a ton of activities, because they'll resonate with some and they won't with others. And don't get a fixed picture or vision. Oh, then if I do this activity, it's going to take me over here. Things zig and zag. Just because I wanted to be a singer and a Broadway dancer, I explored that, but then it morphed into this.
Yeah.
Which is totally cool, because you have to know your nature. I'm not a night person.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.
Especially for
in
someone
clubs.
Like you that's, you know, you're Catholic, like it's got to be interesting. That co-creation, you feel like you're here, this gift from God.
Yeah.
Like this, you're supposed to be doing this certain thing, but yet you're exploring, and it's this kind of, you got to be open to getting the guidance, but you kind of have to guide yourself. It's got to be interesting sometimes.
So I think it's so much easier to hear your soul's voice, which is your gut, when you are doing something that you enjoy. I mean, you will hear, you'll have that ache in your stomach when you have to get up and go to work on a Monday morning job you hate.
Yeah.
You people, we know, discontent.
I think a lot of it, we don't realize how many layers we put over the top of things.
Yeah.
Where you know the things you love and what you're good at. Those are the things like, oh, you sat there for 7 hours and you forgot to eat and you forgot to do all these other things. Like, that's probably a good clue, but there's probably this little layer somewhere that's like, yeah, but you can't really make money at that.
Exactly.
Or you can't do that, you know. And just, there's too many examples these
prejudging
days.
Prejudging it, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, if it's something really, truly from your soul, there will be something that compensates you on so many levels, including financial.
So how do you notice? So back to the original one, I was saying, what's the difference? Kind of basically saying, if you came that way and or you mold yourself that way or it evolves over time, kind of in this what is your what question, and you're ignoring gut statements, you're ignoring signs, it comes back, maybe you get the 2x4 across the head, maybe something happens, what is something, because we only got a couple minutes left, what is something somebody can do on a daily basis that helps them not necessarily define them as in they're only that, but define them in that they're good at that and they're that and more? I know that's a strange question, but
yeah, I'm not sure.
Kind of like an expansive, what can they do that allows them to find their what and also be open to discover?
Okay, so this is going to sound very silly, but it's very, very powerful. Make a vision board. Because when we look through magazines and we find phrases or we find pictures of things, you don't make a mental decision what is appealing to you. So, and don't judge anything. If you pull a phrase, you know, positivity, whatever, if that touches you, we have to get used to taking clues from how we, that come through us, not a mental process or an emotional, oh, I don't want to put that because what will people think about me? We really just let the pictures and the phrases speak to you and then leave it alone, leave it in a pile and go back and sift through it. And certain things you're going to toss because, you know, I don't want that in my life. That, nah, that's a pipe dream. That's not really what I want to do. So I think we just have to admit who we are. And the only way you can do that is to go inside. Because what is your what is a job, typically, can be a job. It's like, what am I good at? There's a million things. I think Steve's thing is like focus on one at a time. That's impossible for me. I have to try. I have to have my fingers in all sorts of different fun things.
It was all I could do to not Dr. Seuss this episode out, though. with the go with your gut and what is your what in a pile of nuts in a bowl. It was all I could do.
And if you continue listening to this show, you'll find that it's good for your soul.
There we go.
Hey.
All right. Thanks for sharing this What Is Your What episode with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
On Wednesdays.
Let's rock it to this outro.
I know. I love this outro.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.